And if...
I worked with a wheel on it for one summer.
Oh.
We made all of that.
That's quite an art, isn't it?
It is. He was quite an artist with it. You see, you make, you cut your spokes at an angle. There's a special tool. You've got to cut that spoke and cut the end so it goes into the hole on your fellow, and then your fellow is fitted.
Uh-huh.
And then the steel rim is put into, let's see now, did we? Yes, that's all put together, and then you put your, put that in a clamp, and put your tire, heat your tire red hot,
uh-huh.
Slip it on that, then throw it into your water. And that shrinks that iron onto your felt.
Uh-huh.
And then you boil that in linseed oil. You had a long tray that just fits your wheel. It's a tray about that long, iron. That was set on the fire to boil that linseed oil.
Uh-huh.
And the wheel just fit in that, just roll it through it.
Boil
it
all
right into
it. Those spokes couldn't fit loosely either, could they?
Spokes absolutely tight. Now that, we always had trouble in freighting in the summertime, where there was iron rims coming loose. Use barbed wire to tie them on until they could get into where. Then the dirt, after it got loose, the dirt would work in between and just grind them out. And
mm-hmm.
The further you went, the looser they got. So it'd be quite a job on freighting to keep them on to get home where you could have them tightened. And they had a tire shrinker. If there's really bad loose, these wheelwrights usually cut that iron rim and re-weld it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was just reasonably loose, they had a tire shrinker. You could heat that tire right red hot and slip it onto the felon and put it into this machine, and it had jacks on both sides and pulled the iron together.
Oh.
Call that cold shrinking. I believe that's what they call that, cold shrinking, if I remember the term right. And hot shrinking, like I told you, slip it on hot and throw it into hot water and drop down that way. Cut your tire and weld it. They had a wheel, I don't, it'd be a scientific name for it, I suppose it had then. But this wheel was, 8 inches in diameter,
mm-hmm.
iron wheel. And it turned in an axle like that, this handle would come out. You'd run that right around the wheel and put his mark on this little wheel where he'd come out, and the difference between those two marks, that's how much he'd take out of his tire, out of
uh-huh.
his rim when he cut it.
Uh-huh.
It's just a simple thing. After you saw it,
uh-huh.
you'd come out,
uh-huh.
you'd run it around, you'd run it around so many circles around your fellow, the wood part,
uh-huh.
then run it on the inside of your tire, and the difference between those two marks, it wouldn't put the mark and come on that wheel, just chalk mark there,
mm-hmm.
and then if it was went past that mark an inch, well, you'd take out half inch or whatever you figured, and then weld it together.
I bet that would be a miserable
thing. It was simple work, and I enjoyed it very much, working with this man for all one summer. He just came on the ranch there and set up his, we had a blacksmith shop, and he was a real blacksmith. Those are almost lost arts anymore.
Yes. I wonder how long he apprenticed to learn his trade.
I expect that man just been learning himself, I expect.
Mm-hmm.
And just spoke shaver, I believe is what they call the spoke shaver. It went on the end of just the raw spoke,
uh-huh.
and cut it down to the size of the hole that went into the felon. Mm-hmm. See, it just cut it off. It's a round place of cutting a hole out, it cut the outside off.
Mm-hmm.
See, it didn't cut the center out, it cut the outside off.
Mm-hmm.
It's more or less a hand lay is what it amounted to.
I bet you did have a pleasant summer.
It was a very nice summer.
I worked in a cabinet shop once, and I enjoyed that very much.
Well, I was kind of blacksmith inclined anyway. I did all just the rough work, and sharpening plowshare and such as that myself, and naturally interested in it. It was a nice, informative summer.